This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, then, you know, you just have to reveal your competitive character. You know, we all have to reveal it at some point. You know, that, you know, I mentioned it the other night. You can go the other way. You can say this is too much, or you can use these adversities to try to find something better from it. You always have a choice about your approach, your attitude, your mentality, your mindset, our collective will. It can get stronger, you know, from this. You know, so I'm not concerned about that in this locker room. You know, we were just outplayed tonight. This is probably the first time we haven't gotten off to a good start in a while, and the Clippers had a lot to say about that. You know, they jammed us up defensively where we couldn't get, you know, some of the things that we've been getting. And then, you know, Harden got, you know, free throws, got to his things early on in the game, and that just kind of, it was deflating, you know, from there. And we felt like we were playing uphill most of the game. The most inspiring moments, obviously, were when Pella came in. You know, he had the crowd, you know, really inspired, the team inspired, and we just need a whole lot more of that, 1 through 15. All the way through, as many guys that can inspire, you know, with those kind of multiple efforts and tough plays, and then, you know, we can get out of this. Just takes a win. You can't overwhelm yourself with everything, you know, the schedule, who we're playing, all that stuff. It's just what, you know, we're at our best when we don't fear anyone.
All right, that was Spo. Trying to stay somewhat positive after getting kicked around pretty good, man. L.A. shoots, Clips shoot 59%, damn near 50% on three-point shots. And even though they had a couple of guys out, a couple of their top scorers out last night, two of them, Bogdanovich, James Harden, and Zubats, the big fella, the big seven-footer, go for 80 points, the three of them together. And this team, when they don't defend and they get beat around, especially down in the paint the way they did, then on top of that, just Bam. I'm not going to pick on Bam. Listen, he's doing everything he can. He plays hard. I know it. I don't think I heard some podcaster saying his effort was crappy. I don't know the last time we ever talked about Bam's. Might have to take your podcaster. Might have to take it away from you, man. But listen, Bam played 35 minutes, 2 for 7. It can't happen. 6 points. He's played great recently. What, 22, 23, 29, and 34 points in his last 4 games. But, yeah, it's just they're in a situation. It's true. Tyler Hero, after the game, said, Bam and I gotta lead this, and we need to play really well to have a chance. He didn't mention anybody else for good reason, because even though Duncan was 5 and 9 last night with 3-point shots, and you know, you get that off the bench, but it's just not enough. The big center, rookie center, he's had some struggles recently after it looked like he was on a fast pace to really moving in there, and everybody's going to be talking about him, and he has cooled off, to say the least, to the point that he's not playing as much as he probably thought he was going to be playing. So another loss. That's five straight. I'm not going to beat him up. There's no reason to beat him up. This will be a great opportunity for the organization to look after this year. And how many of these guys do you want back, and how many do you want to move if you can? Besides just Terry Rozier, who needs, you know, to go. It's bad. Whatever you get, and that's not what you thought. They got a lot of guys not playing that well. A lot. And you don't usually say that about guys that are whatever they're coming off the bench or starters. You usually see a lot of really, really good things. And right now you just haven't. You haven't seen it. Jaime Jaquez, I'm not going to sit here and pick on Jaime. He's down to very few minutes every night that he plays because he doesn't look anything like he did a year ago. So anyway, that was it. And oh, by the way, Boston's in town tomorrow night. And speaking of Boston, before we get to anything else, last night Celtics lose at home to OKC. And there's a lot of talk about, and it's kind of interesting if you like the NBA and you follow the best players, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has really, really played well. He's leading the league in scoring for OKC. They got a great record at 54-12 now. Nice win, another win on the road. And a lot of people think, well, they don't have any real great success in the playoffs, so it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be some growing pains. This is just the regular season. But some people are calling him the MVP. And I was like, you know, man, every time I watch him, he seems to throw up a 50, or he makes the game look so easy the way he plays. He's so good. So friggin' good. He is. But then you watch Jokic and you see what he's doing. And I get it. Shai has led that team and record does count. That's part of when you look at the MVP, you look at, you know, record and how much you do for your team and all that stuff, just like we did for Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen in football. But I got to tell you, it's really hard when you look at Jokic's numbers for the year. He's 2 or 3 in scoring, rebounds, and assist. You know, we make a big deal when a guy gets a triple-double, right? We make a big deal about it. Guy gets a triple-double. Hey, Bam went for a triple-double. Bam got another triple-double, 3 of them or something. You go, wow, that's big stuff, man. You did it everywhere. You were making great passes. You're rebounding, and you're getting double digits in scoring. This guy averages 29 points a game, more than 13 rebounds a game, and 10.5 assists. He averages that. Not certain nights he has it, and then other nights he doesn't. It's kind of hard to not have this guy as a front runner again for an MVP. You put up those numbers. Now, we just saw Lamar Jackson put up his best numbers, and his record was 1 game behind Josh, and got into, well, who's got more talent around him and all that stuff. But if Lamar Jackson had a great year running the ball, threw it better than ever, threw it better than ever, had more touchdown passes than he's ever had, and he's won MVPs with those kind of numbers before, and a lot of people thought he was going to get it again, and he didn't. Ended up runner-up and could easily been, right? Nobody's going to bitch or complain if Lamar won the MVP. Nobody. Not with the way he runs and throws. He threw it. I thought he had his best year throwing in the pocket, outside, the whole deal. Lamar was fantastic. And it's a little bit like this that's going on with these two right now. I don't know how, if you average a triple-double, isn't that just drop the mic? long as your team's not like 500 or fighting to get in, and Denver's, I believe, tied for the second-best record in the West right now, I don't know how you don't give it to the big, slow-moving, not-great-looking body guy that's got more skill set than just about anybody in the league with all the things. Got great hands, great touch, shoots 43% on three-point shots. I mean, he's built for today's game as well as probably just about any time. But, yeah, just wanted to get that in here this morning. I saw his numbers, and I just did not realize that 29, 13, and 10. And you're going, oh, he had a good night. You go, no, that's what he averages. Not last night. I don't know what he did last night. They got their butts kicked pretty good. Anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to. We say good morning to everybody. Don't want to get ahead of myself. And with this Heat thing, got to be honest though, Woody, I did not see this coming. Did not see this coming. And it's now thrown in our face because Jimmy this and Jimmy that and Jimmy's teasing his teammates, and Jimmy's fitting in, and see Jimmy's getting after some of his guys, and are joking around. You know, when you start joking around with guys, like Jimmy's asking one of his teammates to spell a word, and he goes, "You know," now in the media was all laughing. You know, he's got no idea, and they're all laughing. This is the kind of stuff you can do when your team's winning games and goes from completely out of the playoffs to moving up into the top six spots, the way Golden State is. Jimmy's lost one game since he's been in that lineup with the Golden State Warriors. Man. And then we got a team that thought they might be ready to go without him, and now you start – I go back and I look at everybody. Hey, your best guy's got to be their best. We just went through this with the Dolphins. The guys that make the most money got to be your best players, man, they do. And the guys that aren't, and if they're not, and this is every sport, you know, we can do the same thing with the Panthers. And you can talk about Barkov, and we can talk about all the rest of those guys, Kachuk. And those guys need to be the best players every night, and they usually are. They're right up there, and they're winning. So anyway, we got to get past this.
Hey, everyone wanted Jimmy out, man. This is what you get.
I did.
I know you did.
You can be the bitch and continue to talk about it every morning that he's not here.
Well, it's not a nice thing to say. It's first in the morning.
It's a good way to get rolling.
Well, everyone wanted him out, you know? And this is what happens, man. You give away your star, and you know, you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to put up with his stuff, whatever. This is what you get. This is the product that you're left with.
I think he wears you out.
Okay.
It's not the first time.
And he may, but this is the product that you're left with. This is for all the people, by the way, I want to get rid of, like Tyreek Hill, right? I mean, you get rid of these guys, and this is what you're left with.
You may not have a guy that looks as good, and you may not realize when you pull out that middle piece to your team, when he's right, hey, look, it. There is no question. If Jimmy Butler was – I'll give you this. And I'm just so over guy. Once a guy quits, I'm done. Like, I don't want to hear a guy quitting on you and whatever. And people say, yeah, it was bad, but he got it. He got what he needed, because a lot of people think that's the way to do it now in sports, and it works, and it does sometimes. But they miss Jimmy Butler. Like, that guy, their record, they wouldn't be losing all these games if we had a motivated Jimmy Butler. I agree 100%, and nobody out there can disagree with that. With the way he's playing with Golden State, if that guy was given that kind of effort here, but here's the problem. If he was out there in our situation, he'd have missed four or five games. He'd have missed games for – all of a sudden, his body feels great. The guy's missed one game. Missed one game so far out there, and happy, and his joy, and everything. But I agree with Woody. I agree with you. If he was here, our record.
You just called me a name about it.
Bitch is not bad.
No, listen.
You just beat it up every day.
It's one of the biggest trades we've made down here in a long time. It's a big, big loss, right? Jimmy was the star of this town. Took you to the finals, and you know, you couldn't figure it out. But, you know, again, this is for all the people that just want to throw Tyreek Hill in the trash, too.
Oh, you're putting Tyreek in here now? Well,
they're linked together forever. They quit in the same week. So they're linked together forever.
Tyreek.
This is what happens, man. Yeah. When you feel like you can't deal with your stars and they're too much and, you know, you don't want to pay them or whatever the situation is with these guys.
Much different.
And you just dump them.
Much different situation, though, with a guy who wanted money and a guy that I'm not sure what it was, just frustrated because his numbers were down, really.
Yeah. Well, they both quit.
But yes.
Just in different ways, I guess.
But. No, one guy flat out quit in the fourth quarter. I don't care.
No, Jimmy was moping. He quit. Look, man, the Heat should have figured the Jimmy thing out in the offseason. You're right. It is pointless to keep going back in time. But, you know, this team has lost five straight. I assume they'll get waxed on Friday. Like, this is the product that you're left with. And by the way, man, I don't know that it's so bad that they just keep losing at this point.
Well, you think they're going to have luck?
Like, what are you doing here?
You want to get one of the top players, so just lose? I don't know if – I think they might have won too many games to get too many ping pong balls at this point.
They definitely did win too many games. Yeah. I don't know, man.
They're in that situation
right now. What happens when you give away your star?
When you're in that play-in, it's kind of like just missing the playoffs, right? Just getting in the play-in and losing, and they're going to be in the play-in most likely. Although, they're trying their hardest to get out of it right now. They are trying like hell to get out of there. Anyway, it's –
Yeah, the Heat of a 2025 first-rounder.
All right. Anyway, it's not pretty.
You don't want to chance your ping pong balls?
No. Well, we can get a half of one.
I don't care at this point.
They so
you got to do something, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Pat Riley and his guys are going to have to get real. They're going to have to get real creative with this thing. But this thing is not going away as long as this Golden State thing keeps going. We're going to see it up close here.
But it's over. I mean, there's no reason to keep going back. But this is just another reminder that, like, when you
keep
decide
saying
you're going to give
and
up
then
your
stars. You're the one who brings it up. Every time we start talking about the problems with this team, you're going, well, if Jimmy was here, he ain't coming back. He's gone. Tyreek's not going anywhere, by the way. Does it look to you like Tyreek's getting traded?
No, I just kind of grouped them together because they quit in the same week. But
yeah.
But things don't go well for the Dolphins this season. Tyreek will melt down early on.
You know what's funny about the Tyreek deal? Tyreek thinks all he did wrong was those comments in that last game. I don't think Tyreek gets that a lot of guys, including people who played in that organization, got a problem with him just quitting.
Bro, I don't think Tyreek cares.
Well, he may not.
You think he cares? You think he really wakes up and he thinks he cares, man? Come on.
The only thing I saw recently,
he's on a bad team. Like, he doesn't care.
I saw something the other day. I didn't comment on this. I didn't get a chance, and we're running late here this morning. But we come back. Did you see Antonio Brown sent out something, and it kind of got him. Like, you could tell Tyreek really looks up to Antonio Brown.
Well, that's not a good.
And Antonio Brown said, "You know, you're down here with this bad team, talking about the Dolphins." Hey, you did it, man. You could have been in Kansas City. And so Tyreek wasn't real happy about that, although very respectful in his comment, calling Antonio Brown the GOAT, which I don't know when Antonio Brown became the GOAT of wide receivers, just to get back to that for all those young guys. Apparently, Tyreek hasn't had a chance to watch Jerry Rice highlights recently. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I don't know how we got sidetracked. You got me going on that friggin' Jimmy Butler thing again, man. I knew you just...
Well, every time, look, man, the team's lost five straight.
Okay. What do you want to do?
They're not even close. They're barely competitive in these games.
I believe they thought they were going to be better with, like, not better without him, but that they would play better than they are. I mean, you talk about falling apart. And then you get Bam last night. Bam's been playing great.
Be an interesting Pat Riley press conference when the season ends.
Bam, 2 for 7, 6 points, ain't going to cut it.
He'll tell the truth. Riley will tell the truth when the season's over. When he sits down with the media for that, you know, hour-long press conference that he does, he'll tell the truth.
So the first question is going to be to Pat, should you have given him the money? Would it have made a difference? Or did you already create the monster and you just decided you had to move on, it didn't matter? So anyway, we got to go to break here. We're running super late here. And I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dude. What else do you want to say this morning?
No, that's it. Someone just said that the Heat screwed up. They should have gotten him a star to play with. Look how he's playing with Steph.
No, there's no question. That's the key. You know. He's got great respect for playing with a guy.
Really wish they could have gotten more for him, to be quite honest.
So I just think these guys, I think Tyreek and Jimmy, see, now you got me going again.
Sorry.
Tyreek and Jimmy and those guys, they got to have guys they respect. I don't believe Tyreek respects a lot of his teammates by the things he does. It tells me I don't respect the rest of you guys Because then he comes out and he goes, get me more dogs to play with. Get me more guys as good as me to play with.
Can it just be that he doesn't care?
No, he cares.
That he just is in his own world and just doesn't care?
No, he cares.
I think he lives in his own world, man.
He cares. You know what Tyreek Hill's perfect world is?
120
catches. 120 catches, and we're winning a whole bunch of games and winning a championship. That's the total package.
Yeah, but he's in his own deal, man.
What's that mean?
It just means he lives in his own world. Like, I don't think that he cares about all the stuff that you guys think he cares about. You and Bo and all that.
I think he cares about not getting his numbers, in case you didn't notice that. And had an excuse for everything.
So you're saying he's a me guy with the numbers?
Yes. No question. He fits right in there with that. You think Tyreek...
So you think if they were winning and he didn't have numbers, he'd be okay?
No. I just said you got to have the combo. He's got to have both. I want to have all the catches, just like Jerry Rice had all the catches and was winning championships. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Man, it's a great time to stop by and see what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got to tell you, the SUV family and the truck family have never looked better. With 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, you've got one close to you. If you're starting to look around for an SUV, need the room, boy, I'll tell you one thing, your South Florida Chevy dealers will give you room. Whether we're talking about the big guys, including the 2025 Tahoe, which is fantastic, I have one, or maybe it's a Silverado truck. Either way, it's maxed out with space, man, and they've added more space to the new ones. Then on top of that, the midsize, like an all-new Equinox, boy, it's got so much great stuff. Convenient driver tech to it, eye-catching exterior, just loaded with smart style and practical dependability. You're going to love the 2025 Traverse. I call it one of the roomiest 2025 SUVs you're going to see, man, out there right now. It's got plenty of room for your family. It's got plenty of room for the cargo for that trip. It's got that turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. It's got everything, man, and what a great look. And then right over to Silverado Trucks. Boy, I'll tell you what, you need a truck, a hard-working truck. You need a family truck. It's almost like they've custom-made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. Four strong options when it comes to an engine to make sure you have all the power you need every day at work. We call it the hardest working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Positive heat news, Joe. We do have heat tickets to give away at some point this morning.
Well, it's still fun to go to the games. You're
always
right.
Going to be fun to go to those games, always, no matter how bad the product
it is. And people always ask, do you have tickets? And we do have tickets to give away. So
more about just the game on the court when you go to a heat game, right? It's the,
how about Spo?
The atmosphere.
Spo's never had, in his coaching career, it's been a long time since he's had to come up with something creative after every loss like this. I played my guys too much, my stars too much, and hey, we got to just figure things out. I don't know what hell he's supposed to say. I mean, he's trying everything. Hey, you brought up this thing, and we have a lot of stuff, a lot of NFL news to get to here this morning. You brought this up, and listen, through the years, these top wide receivers, they're a different breed, man. They are. Matter of fact, we got 3 or 4 of them that live down here, and I've been on this radio long enough. I played with some of those guys, and I know they want the football. When we had the best passing game in the history of the NFL, I saw it up close. Under control, not like today because of the media coverage, but we had guys that wanted the friggin' ball. And they were 1A. They were that. And so I've seen it. I've been in meetings with it. I've seen coaches go at it with them. And now we've gone through. I think 3 or 4 of them live here in town. I could go through the list, but you could probably name it better than I can. And Antonio Brown is definitely in that list of guys. But Tyreek's also one of those guys. But I got to tell you, I think a lot of coaches will tell you, I want to have one of those guys that wants the ball all the time, that wants to be the go-to guy. First of all, they make a lot of money. You get one of those guys that's special, that can catch 120 passes and 1,400, 1,500, 1,600-plus yards and double-digit touchdowns that has a lot of long plays, you know, got the extra gear. Those guys are going to get paid, and they are going to be needy. And there's two things. If they're not getting the ball and your team's not very good, they're going to bitch everywhere. That's not a Dolphin thing only. If you think that's a Dolphin thing, they're going to bitch. They're going to bitch on the three catches for 28 yards, 4 catches for 38 yards. They're not going to be happy. But a lot of coaches will say, hey, man, I want him that way. I don't want him to quit on me. I'd rather he's all fired up and says, now I got to get it next game. And I want to go to him and go, hey, we're going to get you. You're going to be a big part of this game, and we need you. But you saw last year. Everything was great the year before. I mean, Tyreek's a great example. He had a ton of targets. He was on his way to getting 2,000 yards. Ended up with, almost 1,800 yards. Had a lot of touchdowns. And the team was winning a lot of games. I'm going back probably 2 years when we won 11 games. And he was happy. You go to the playoffs. He could live with all that. Now, it wasn't what his old team's doing, you know. But they weren't going to pay him the money, so this is what he wanted. Like, he was going to leave. He didn't get the big, big dollars. And they said, we can find other receivers. This is more about Mahomes than it is you. We got to keep him happy. And as you've seen, they feel, and they don't, need a Tyreek Hill or a big-time number one receiver to win championships because they've been doing it.
Doesn't it usually come down to this, though? It's either you take the money or you take the winning team. And I think no better example than we just saw with Myles Garrett, right? I know he's not a pain-in-the-ass wide receiver, but you either take the money or you stay where you can win, right? And
there,
Tyreek must have known, like, if you put him, you know, you ever had a candid interview with the guy, right? He must have known coming to Miami that this was not going to go well.
No.
From a football standpoint.
No, I think.
Like, he must have known he wasn't coming here to win a Super Bowl. And I know he said Tua was Mahomes and all that crazy stuff that he said when he got here, and I appreciate him doing that, right, because that's what he should do. But he knew that that wasn't the truth.
Well, you know.
I mean, he had to have known that.
You know
Come
what's
on.
Funny? I've been thinking about Tyreek Hill and some of the stuff and coming back, and now a lot of people don't want him on the team. A lot of fans have had it. Like, trade him, get what you can, let's move on.
Joe, he's the best Dolphin player we've had in how many years?
A long time.
He's a really good player.
The 2 years put him and what he did those 2 years were
And if you put his entire career together, too, like, he is one of the best players we've had here during the losing streak.
He has. There's no question, but I remember when he was voted by the players the best player in football and how much that meant to him. And all those number one things were coming out. They voted him the best player. John Madden, didn't the Madden game have him the number one player, or gave him the highest rating? And how that stuff, that was really important to him. And obviously the money. He got paid here. He did. Woody, you're right. He got paid. Dolphins said, we'll trade and pay you. No, Chris Greer's carrying on about this great trade. Chris, you gave him the money. Of course he's coming.
Gave him the money twice.
And then, then you extended it even
more. Look, there's nothing wrong with doing that, man. Miles Garrett just did it, right? Garrett comes out and says, I want to win a Super Bowl. I can't be here anymore.
Right, we
can't win.
And
they threw a bunch of money in his face.
And he goes,
I'll just stay.
Oh, they've been getting all over him, too. But
next season, when you win three or four games or whatever in Cleveland, and you got to play your ass off in December in the cold, and you're playing for nothing, you know, hopefully the money will keep you warm. I don't know.
Well,
but you have these choices. Everyone has these choices.
But you can't have it both ways. Like, you wanted it, like, privately, we thought this was just a Tua thing. Then towards the end of camp, we find out, they've been working pretty hard on this behind the scenes. Rosenhaus's been, somebody else needs money, too. Jalen and Tyreek want to get paid, too, before this starts. They're glad Tua's got to be taken care of first, but we need some extensions. We need more money. You know, we need to be at the top, the numbers we put up here. So they did. It's an interesting one, though. But listen, man, anybody just about that has a great receiver right now, one of those real special guys, if they're not getting the football a lot. Now, some guys, as long as they're just getting the football, you don't hear much from them, right? I was just thinking all the best players. But you got they can go without winning. They want to be competitive. I think they want to win, but those numbers, make no mistake about it. I've seen guys, we win tough games, and they weren't a big part of it, and the smile doesn't look the same after the game that we won the game. They're a little down because they weren't enough of the offense. I think there's a lot of that. Now, if they have those nine catches, 140 yards, couple of touchdowns, and you win a big game. Oh, my God. Just jacked up on the way home from that trip. Jacked up. Just not only did we win, but I was the best player or one of the best players out there. So, but I think, hey, man, we kind of laugh about it. Why are all the receivers, the good ones, like that? And we all laugh, but there's something to it. By the way, a lot of them retired down here, too. A lot of them have decided to make this home down here. Hey, we got to go to break, man. Got a lot of stuff still to get to, including a lot of quarterback talk. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing, Woody? We talk so much about Aaron Rodgers. He's out on the beach in Malibu in Southern California walking, and he's got teams waiting to see.
Yeah, we do this every year with this guy. It's fun. Wouldn't be an offseason without Aaron Rodgers deciding if he wants to play.
And now they
see Adam Schefter was all riled up yesterday.
Yeah. And the Steelers, apparently they got it out. We made him an offer, and now we made him a friggin' offer. Now we got to wait and see if he's going to take it. Meanwhile, Russell's going, well, this is not fair to me. I'm going to start looking, and my God, it's hilarious.
And these frauds in the media. Look, man, you guys wouldn't cover him if he wasn't good for your business, so just stop.
He's good for the business.
They know that, but they got to act like they're upset, right? Schefter's all riled up.
He's good for everybody's business right now. And you know what? I'll let you know when I get ready.
I hope he does play, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no one more enjoyable to watch fail than him, so.
And everybody's wondering.
Why the Jets were so much fun last year.
By the way, let me ask you a question. If you think he's so bad, why do all these teams still want him? I'm asking you.
You're asking me? I don't. Did you saw the Jets last year?
Because he's not that bad. He's not that bad.
Do the Steelers have the Dolphins five times?
No, just twice. Okay. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. I'm running late here. Again, I haven't even talked about Lanning Men's Clinic this morning. Boy, I'll just tell you, just such great results. Great results when you go to Lanning Men's Clinic. If you're dealing out there, I don't care if you're in your, listen to me right now, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s. It really doesn't matter. Hits people at a different age, guys at a different age where you have low T, tired all the time, getting a little grumpy, moody, don't sleep well. Well, you probably have low T. And usually when you have low T, if you're honest, you're probably, sex drive's gone and you have ED too. So it affects you both ways. Common, happens to every man out there. No matter who you are, no matter what size, no matter what color, it happens to every man sooner or later. Nothing's working, man. And you start to slow down. And then a lot of people just go, yeah, it's part of life. That's all right. Sex drives, yeah, it's not important anymore anyway. And taking more naps and not being active, it's fine. I don't know about you, but Atlantic Men's Clinic got all that stuff back for me. And I know they'll do it for you. I've been on the program for a year now, and I'm talking great results. All I tell everybody is this. If you're not happy the way you feel and what's going on in the bedroom right now, call Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set up that first appointment. Go in. They'll do all your testing for you. All the things can get done that are important. The T, the PSA test, and if medically advised to test dose. Then you meet with their professionals. They put you on a program. We've got 6 locations. You have one close to you. We got another one coming to Hollywood very, very soon. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, welcome back and good morning to everybody. Somehow we got a little carried away about the topic of high-maintenance superstars, specifically wide receivers in the NFL. There's a lot of them, and again, you probably don't notice in some cases because as long as they're getting the ball and they're a big part of the offense and they're winning, sometimes if they're not winning enough, then that bothers them. Nobody wants to catch a bunch of footballs down by 30 and you're catching them all in the fourth quarter and prevent defense. I get that. But, and I will tell you, man, there are a lot of coaches will tell you, I want a guy that's got that kind of makeup. As long as he doesn't quit on me, I can put up and I can police the ego and I can work with it because of the greatness of those guys, those real special elite number one receivers. And again, we had some guys. It was Don Shula. He didn't get rid of them. Now, they went at it sometimes. They went at it. They went at it on the sideline. They went at it in meetings. They went at things were said in the locker room. Somebody made a comment one time, hey, you didn't get the ball thrown to you in the second half. It was Durrell Harris. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night football game. This is Durrell Harris's just before Marino. This happened before Marino and before Clayton and Duper, just before. So Durrell had a bunch of catches in the first half, Monday night football game. And second half, he might have got shut out. But he didn't have very many catches. So they said, hey, what happened with the game plan? And Durrell was pissed, and he was high maintenance. And I remember Durrell Harris sitting there, locker two or away, and like, you know, and we lost, and, you know, the Monday night football game, they came back and beat us and at Shea Stadium. And so I was like, oh, boy. The media's around Durrell said, oh, God. Because the writers know where to go, right? If there's a bad loss, they're going to certain guys, especially they're looking at their numbers and how they did, and you're going to get good stuff. You're going to get really good stuff when you go to those guys. Durrell Harris says, don't ask me why I didn't get the ball in the second one. Go ask the fat man. And Coach Shula had the little belly. I mean, he is, you know, he ran a lot, but. So, And Bo will be coming in. So anyway, you know, it's like, oh, no, this is going to be all right. We'll get out of here. We'll get to the thing. But this is, they're going to say, so sure enough, Shula knows. And so now we fly back and first thing in a meeting, shoes unloaded on him right in front of the, hey, Woody, right in front of the whole team. And you know, if you know Coach Shula, like, that ain't flying. No, hell no. The personal shot ain't flying. And he let him have it right in front of the team. And, you know, about selfishness and we're a team and we're looking right at him. Just verbally undressed him. Just got after him. And I'll never forget, you know, that. And then from then on, that relationship changed because Duro Harris caught a post pattern, blitz break off, runs for a touchdown, ends up being a 50-60-yard touchdown. He decides he knew Shula was not a big spike the ball guy or stay away from the goalpost. He was not big on guys dunking it. I don't know if it was legal back then or not, dunking it through the goalpost, but he did. And he comes down. I don't know if anybody remembers this. I believe it's at the Orange Bowl. He sprains his knee. Comes down on one knee, and he's limping. He couldn't play. I think he missed a game. Now, it wasn't bad, but he hurt his knee. Shoes ran that thing in our offensive meetings as a team, because we met as a team, and then we met individually, receivers and running backs and quarterbacks. And, he ran that thing back and forth so everybody could get a laugh. So the Shoes wanted everybody to get a laugh, right? Like, it was serious. Like, see what happens when you act like you've never been there and you act like it. And so he's taking shots at him, and he's just running that projector back and forth. And I was like, man, Duriel, are you sure? Are you sure that you really wanted to say that back in that Monday Night Football game? Because the coach wasn't letting that go. Was not letting that go. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff, a lot of news, a lot of quarterback news, and guess who's holding everything up? We're trying to match it up right now between the draft and a couple of guys going in the first round, and we got a pretty good idea so far on the quarterbacks, right? We got Justin Fields with the Jets, Daniel Jones, probably going to be the starter with the Colts, Geno Smith with the Raiders, Sam Darnold with the Seahawks, and now we got a little hold up here because we can't move forward because Aaron Rodgers looks to be the next hot name, and he's got some teams interested in him. And Russell Wilson's got to wait behind Aaron Rodgers to see what's going to happen. And so you got some teams, again, Browns, Giants, Steelers, Titans, still looking for a quarterback. Got to have a quarterback, or it doesn't matter what you put around him. And so that's where you are. It's crazy. Anyway, we'll get more into that coming up in this 7 o'clock hour. Get a lot more Dolphin news coming up here too. We haven't hit anything on the Dolphins, and we'll get to some of that stuff. A lot of it actually coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Alan Poupart will join us later in the show. Kim Bocamper will join us. He's on his way in. Hey, big fella, take it easy. Don't do anything crazy in that traffic. Be careful. I don't want to have to call Baptist Health South Florida. We've had to call them enough for you already. Yeah, and people ask me all the time about Baptist Health South Florida. Ask me where the pros go and the former players go. And I can tell you this, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, and their old players all go to Baptist Health South Florida. That sports medicine program is unbelievable. You talk about great doctors. You talk about an all-star lineup. For those of you that are going, I'm not using any of these doctors. I know where the best doctors are. Well, you can do that. I mean, if you want. There's good doctors all over the country, I'm sure. But I got to tell you, this all-star lineup of guys, they put specialists, they put together knee and shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Sounds familiar, huh? Some of those? Well, we got some of the best in the business, not to mention the team doctors that work with Baptist Health South Florida every day. Hey, man, all good news, because when you look at that with great doctors and great facilities, you're all taken care of, and they've got that. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility in 595 in Pine Island Implantation, Broward County. So easy to get to. The next time you have an injury, caused by sports, individual or team sports, visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Do it today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.